Please be seated. Good morning and happy Easter. You know, I was really thinking that this year might have been a really good year for Easter to have come early. But it didn't. In fact, this year Easter falls on just about a later date as it possibly can. And I think that I was thinking this might be a good year for Easter to come early because I really believe in very real ways that so many of us have felt like we've been in the season of Lent since October 10th. You know Lent. Lent is that wonderful, weird, and sometimes annoying part of the church calendar that's only supposed to last for 40 days. It's all about self-reflection, self-examination, self-denial, and self-discipline, and sacrifice. And for God's sake, haven't we had enough of that over the last 6 months? Michael put an end to so much of what is familiar and comfortable and precious to all of us. So yeah, it would have been a good year for Easter to have come early. Because I'm really convinced that the promises of Easter really might just be an opportunity for all of us to reclaim and maybe even embrace the new day, the new life that this day represents. And that's not just preacher talk. I really do believe that. The promise of Easter is about a God who is capable of transforming anything, into something new and good and holy. The promise of Easter is an invitation for every one of us to be witnesses to what we really believe deep inside our hearts. The promise of Easter is an invitation for all of us to walk a path of gratitude for all that we have and all the goodness that surrounds us. And I know that goodness has been elusive the past few months, but we all know it's there, don't we? And we all know that it far outweighs the bad. And we need that reminder. So yeah, it would have been a really good year for Easter to have come early. But as I was preparing this all-important Easter sermon, something occurred to me that I'd never really considered before, and I'll admit to you, it's something that bothered me. It bothered me a lot, but it's also something that I think we might need to hear. You see, we all know that Easter's going to come. It's a promise. Great. But the promise has never been that Easter would restore all things to the way they were before. In fact, it's the exact opposite. The promise of Easter is that things will never again be the same. And while it's only natural that would cause great sadness and grief and pain, it's also where I believe we can find our greatest hope. And that's not just preacher talk either. One of our Lenten program speakers said, resurrection is not resuscitation, it's new life. And the kind of hope that I'm talking about is not that happy, clappy, stiff upper lip optimism kind of hope. It's real hope. It's the hope of our faith. It's the kind of hope that a storm and even death itself cannot destroy. The hope of our faith is more than just words and feelings. The hope of our faith ultimately is a choice. It's a choice to trust in something greater than ourselves, even when that something doesn't always make sense, and even when we don't know where that choice might lead us. The hope of our faith is our understanding that Easter is more than just a day, that Easter is most completely and fully found, where hope abides amidst despair, joy amidst sorrow, love amidst hate, and where compassion is spoken amidst desolation, no matter the time of year. And that means everything. It is what gives us the audacity to proclaim that there is no darkness. There is no darkness and no storm that the light of Christ cannot transform. There is no brokenness that cannot be mended. There is no loss that cannot be made new. And there is no one beyond a love that is without condition. You know, I don't know if this day is going to represent a turning point for any of us. I hope so. I pray so. Life is always going to present us with challenges. Life is always going to be comprised of setbacks that want to pull us down, but life is also always comprised of hope. Hope means everything. But make no mistake, that hope and resurrection, it takes great courage to believe in resurrection. It takes great resolve, and it takes God-given obstinance to live resurrection faith. It does. But the promise of Easter is that darkness will not have the last word. The promise of Easter is new life. The promise of Easter is that resurrection was not a one-time, long-ago event. The promise of Easter is that Christ is risen. He is alive. He is among us. And just like that day outside a tomb with Mary, is calling your name, my name, our name, to move beyond the ground of destruction and despair to the place of the living and the hopeful. It is never foolish to have hope, whether it's in our battered community or grieving outside of an ancient tomb. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we will be too. It's a promise. God love you. Happy Easter. And as I always like to say, if I don't see you again between now and then, I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. Amen. Will you stand?